You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this one. Emmanuel Adebayor to score in a Crystal Palace win is 6-1. And on the Leicester side of things, Jamie Vardy to score in a Leicester win is priced up at 4-1. This is a Palace side who are winless in their last 12 in the Premier League, and a Leicester side who've been getting the job done at the top of the table. They've won more games by a single goal margin than anybody else this season. Are we predicting another edgy Leicester victory?
This is a big price, I think, again. Leicester City 7-5 to beat Crystal Palace. If this was Arsenal or Manchester City or Manchester United, top of the table and chasing glory in the Premier League, you'd be looking at 4-7, 8-15 to win this game at the very least, and Leicester City are 7-5 to win this match. I reckon the compilers are still thinking of Palace and thinking of their early season form, which has dissipated subsequently, and I think Palace can maybe, you can maybe make a case for Palace being safe. They're on 33 points. They're 8 points ahead of the rest at the bottom. And this is a Leicester City side who have the best away record in the Premier League this season, having picked up 31 points so far. Palace have lost their last 5 games in the Premier League at Selhurst Park. They're the only side in the top 4 tiers, Premier League, Championship, League 1 and League 2, yet to win in 2016, Crystal Palace, in league competition. I can see a similar score. Leicester keep on rolling out those 1-0 wins, solid defensively and nicking one. Did it again on Monday night. They've won 3 of their last 4 in the league, 1-0. Leicester I like at 7-5. I like Leicester and under 2.5 goals in the game as well at 17-5. Palace are overrated, Leicester are underrated, and it shows in the betting.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's it in a nutshell. The 7-5 is way too big. No one's won more away games than Leicester this season. This is in the Premier League, and no one's lost more home games than Palace. And the way Leicester are doing it as well, they're doing it like a champions elect. In the first half of the season, they were like the Arsenal of Arsene Wenger. In the second half of the season, they become the Arsenal of George Graham. The 1-0 wins, and it's working for them. The Cavalier instinct is gone, but they're more ruthless now. And I don't understand how the 7-5. One thing you didn't mention, of course, is that I'd agree with you, by the way, when you said Palace safe on 33 points, I thought, what? But they are. They're not going to be caught on 33 points by the rubbish below. And they're also in the FA Cup semi-final as well, which is something that the manager Pardew targeted before the turn of the year. Well, no, come January. And, that's when really their league form has disappeared off a cliff. 7-5 Leicester. I can't see how you can say that's not value, because it is, with a capital everything.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And Palace maybe need one or two more points, but they're going to get them somewhere along the way, aren't they? I think they'll be safe on 35, definitely, Palace this season. Leicester, they've got so many... I know it sounds disparaging to say it, Derek, but so many hard-working players in that team. And they're tenacious. Even on Monday night when they weren't playing the best stuff against Newcastle, N'Golo Kanté, who was just fantastic, was running around. Danny Drinkwater, Mark Albrighton. These players you don't think of as top quality, even Premier League players, and they're performing above themselves. They've looked fantastic all season, Leicester, and they'll get it done against Palace on Saturday afternoon as well.
Can I just ask Sam a question? We had this conversation last week, Sam, and the lads put me off a bet I was going to have bundles on. Which of the two Leicester stars, who's going to be player of the year, the PFA player of the year? The two favourites are, I won't tell you which order, Vardy and Mahrez. Which of those two would you think would win it?
Mahrez will finish ahead of Vardy, I think.
Do you reckon? Oh, so that's what the lads said last week as well. I thought Vardy was...
We'll get someone else
cold
on next week, Derek, and you can ask that question again.
I will do. I'll get someone who agrees with me soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.